Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
For December, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Speaking of December, happy December, everybody. I can't believe it's the 12th month of this horrific year.
I know.
This year has been... I really haven't talked to one person that has said that this year has been stellar for them.
I think for Brandon, it's been a good year. But he doesn't
in
know
deep,
any better.
In the deep state?
He doesn't know any better.
Trying now to control our money.
Yeah, right.
With this vaccine passport thing that they're trying to usher in.
Yep.
I mean, how far can this go? It's actually kind of a scary thing.
It is. I mean, they're going to put the chip, I guess, already exists in our enhanced driver's license or the real ID or, you know, one of them.
Supposedly, although that was fact-checked. But anything that's fact-checked... you know that is probably true. It's scary, though. I mean, it is to think. I mean, what are they going to do? Oh, you haven't had your jab. You get no groceries. You get no gas. Your car gets shut off. I mean, what's going to happen here? I mean, look what's going on in China. That is some big stuff going on over there.
Yes,
and,
that is.
I mean, in Apple, and I'm really surprised at Apple. Actually, I'm not surprised. Not much surprises me. But thinking about Apple and what Apple did with the AirDrop, because people in China were sending, they were using AirDrop and Bluetooth to send photos and videos of what's going on over there. You know, people getting taken out of their homes, getting randomly stopped on the street and thrown into quarantine camps. In fact, there was a video on Telegram today. They actually burned a big one of them down. The people there are starting to get pissed.
And there are billions of people there. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's some pretty scary stuff to think, you know, what potentially.
And I guess some of these camps can house, what, 70,000 people?
Yeah, and the 100,000s are saying, I mean, they're like acreages of camps.
Yeah, that's
that they're putting these people in. That's like genocide, Nazi stuff.
You know, well,
but even worse.
And to put it in perspective, 70,000 people is like the population of Cheektowaga.
Yeah.
You know,
For people that are listening in Canada or something, or Mexico right now, they don't know what Cheektowaga is, but, you know, it's just a suburb of Buffalo,
yeah,
New York, in western
town.
New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Or,
and
you know, West Seneca has 45,000 people, so these camps are bigger than the town of West Seneca.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that are starting to get ticked, so what Apple did was they dropped the Bluetooth and the AirDrop thing so that people can't share that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's pretty scary when they start taking away, you know, not just freedom of speech, but, I mean, these poor people in China, they're, you know, social credit system. You know?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, total control.
Yeah.
Makes 1984 look like something we'd wish for instead of fear.
Well, it's not a good thing because when you look at what New York State even tried to pull or is trying to pull with the quarantine camps,
mm-hmm.
you know, who knows where that's going to go? Who knows? So Dean is watching what I'm doing on my tablet as I'm flipping around and we're going for what we're going to talk about today. But when he does that, which is a typical guy, can't do more than one thing at a time, he's losing his train of thought. So.
No, I've got a bunch of headlines.
Oh,
I got
a ton of stuff. There's been a ton of stuff that's gone on.
A whistleblower said the National Guard gave COVID-19 vaccines instead of the flu shot. They got them mixed up. That's why I don't want anybody sticking any needles into me for any reason at all. Who knows what the, you know, it's a clear, they're all clear liquids that they're injecting into you.
Oh, yeah.
And who knows what kind of cocktail they're going to put into you.
Well, we already know what the cocktail's doing, and, I mean,
Mm-hmm.
The amount of deaths with, we're pretty good. My cat's trying to get our attention here. You know, this jab is, I don't know if you guys have watched it, and we watched it finally, that Died Suddenly movie.
Yeah.
And if that is really what is going to happen to all these people that have had this quote-unquote vaccine, we're going to have nobody left.
Except for us.
Except for the unvaccinated, yeah.
Yeah, and we're the ones they don't want.
Well, the best way for them to get their population control, and they certainly have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in fact, I was talking to somebody today that their husband died, 42 years old, perfectly healthy, had the shot. 2 days later, coincidentally, had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the amount of heart attacks that are going on. I mean, just talking about the athletes and what's going on with these athletes and how they're dropping dead in the field. This isn't normal. Nobody can tell me it's normal. And if anybody believes that it's normal, you need to go back under your rock and stay there.
Yeah.
Live in the dirt because it's not good.
You know, and with that Died Suddenly, what's amazing is all these embalmers, you know, they're morticians. Mm-hmm. They can't get the embalming fluid into them. And then when they start cutting arteries open and veins open to see what's clogging them up, they're pulling out these blood clots that, you know, some of them look like they were a yard long. Big, you know, it looks like aliens that are in people's blood. Craziness.
Yeah, it's really something. And, you know, I know people that have had this jab, and they're now starting to have memory loss. And, I mean, what's going to be the end result here?
Mm-hmm.
The people are going to keep getting this. You know, and then they're going to tack the flu shot on top of it. It's like, really? I mean, the flu shot is probably what's going to end up killing all the seniors when they have it.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, last year at this time, they had the super flu shot, you know, which is like the 8-in-1 or some nonsense like that. And I don't know. The vaccine, to be honest with, I am so sick and tired of hearing about it that I...
But, you know, it seems like every day something new comes up, and it's like, oh, you know, like you said in that one thing on the Internet, I told you so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, here's another one.
And it's true.
Why the unvaccinated are concerned about close contact with COVID-vaccinated people.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking about the spike protein.
Right.
And I know... And personally for myself, and I guess we could get a little personal, the first time that I had someone work on me that was jabbed, I got the most horrific, and it was like 2 weeks early, menstrual cycle ever. And there is something to it when you're around, and I have chiropractors, acupuncture friends, massage therapy friends, that are saying that they've never been more sick, as many times sick in their lifetime as they have since this jab came out, because they feel it's they are touching these people.
Yeah, or your one girlfriend that works in a doctor's office and everybody comes in there that's jabbed, and she's been sick more in the past since she took that job than she has been in the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, then I've never known her to be sick. I've never known her to be sick, and she's been sick 3-4 times in like 3 months. So there's definitely something to it, you know, but nobody's really been able to come out and tell us, you know, exactly how far does this spike protein project, you know.
How contagious is it?
Yeah. I mean, because think about it. When you go to a big grocery store, or not that I ever go to the mall, but if you go to a grocery store or the gym and you get all these people that are jabbed, You're being exposed to it constantly.
Right.
So, I mean, now, the motto now should be for the unvaccinated, stay home and stay safe.
You know?
Exactly. And, oh, my God, I hated it when people said that, too. But it's true. You know, I don't want to be around it. You know, I stopped getting my nails done and started doing them myself because I don't want people that are jabbed touching me. You know, I know for sure that all of my health care providers, because I do all of the alternative route, none of them are jabbed. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going to them. So, yeah, it's scary stuff. Speaking of jabs, New York State came out and said today that they're going to follow the World Health Organization's lead in replacing the disease name for the monkeypox. They're no longer going to call it the monkeypox. I guess the monkeypox scare didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say the monkeypox now. Because I guess, I don't know, is it politically incorrect?
Hey, hey, for the monkeys.
Well, they say that it's the words that we use matter, and I'm quoting the article here. The words that we use matter, and words can carry stigma. But it's okay to walk around with your gay pride flag and your LGBTQ socks that I saw at Kohl's the other day. You know, you could send extra money to the LGBTQ community. It's okay for that because those words don't carry any stigma. But if you're talking about the monkeypox, you know, we have to be really careful with what we say. It's just fucking stupid.
Well, you know, I've changed my view. I support LGBTQ. Let's get Biden to quit.
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Uh-huh.
If it's even him. So, we don't even know. We don't even know anymore. We don't know half of what's going on, and I feel like that's the truth. They've changed their narrative so many times. But what I do know is coming in the month is, you know, the legislative session starting here in New York. And I feel like she's been really quiet, and she has. She's been really quiet, and I feel like there is going to be a perfect storm going on come January here. Because she is already geared up, and this is true. I wasn't sure if it was true. I had to check the sources, but she's already training people for remote learning for the kids.
Mm.
So what could that mean? Let's see. That can mean if you don't have the jab, you don't get to go into your school building.
Well, so that means that you shouldn't have to homeschool anymore because you're doing remote learning.
Not
so
true,
you
though.
You get your money's worth. You know, I really don't understand it. How, and, you know, Diana experienced it, you know, I don't know. But, you know, her daughter is not jabbed, and they wouldn't let her, when the schools were shut down and everybody was doing remote learning, they wouldn't let her do any remote learning because she wasn't jabbed.
Yeah, I thought that I could, you know, take a break from the homeschooling and just give her, you know, the online learning during COVID, and she was refused because just like in 2019 when she got kicked out along with the 26,000 other families, and we're going to be talking about that big in a couple of weeks with our guests mm-hmm. that are going to be on, you know, they wouldn't allow her to have it. Nope, she's not jabbed because she is contagiously going to kill everybody in that classroom through the Zoom screen.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, that's a new one that hasn't been proved yet, but, this, you know, Queen Kathy thinks that it's that it can happen, that COVID can travel through the wires, through your internet
right.
wires, and you know, wirelessly can travel through the wires and infect everybody else that's on the internet.
Yeah, that's just about as stupid as thinking that plexiglass was going to save you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the arrows on the floor. I mean, thank God for those arrows on the floor. They saved my life.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, you know, they saved my life.
You could have run into somebody by mistake.
I know. I used to purposely go the opposite way just because I wanted, you know, that's just me. You know, maskless and going, yes. Yeah, exactly. Just to prove the point that, you know, you guys are being absolutely ridiculous. And it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So much of this is ridiculous. So, so many things to talk about. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, here's another Epic Times, and we did touch on this. Bombshell study on COVID vaccine and heart problems finally revealed.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, and they also came out and said that the vaccinated people, you know, make up the majority of COVID-19 deaths. So
yeah.
Now all of a sudden the vaccinated people are the ones that are dying of COVID, not the people that got COVID.
Right, right.
If there even was a COVID, if there even is a COVID.
Right.
You know, like my girlfriend Catherine, she stopped calling it. She calls it that thing. She's like, I'm not even going to say it's COVID anymore because I'm so sick of hearing that word. She goes, I'm calling it that thing. And I said, okay, so that thing, yeah, is what has ruined, you know, people's lives for, and I can't even believe it's going to be 3 years. How is that even possible?
You know, and I'd like to wind the clock back to, I think it was like April or May of 2020, right after all this stuff started,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tenpenny was predicting that, you know, between 6 months and 2 years, all these people are going to be dropping dead. Well, sure enough.
Yeah, and that's really what's happening, and that's sad because she's pretty much spot on
mm-hmm.
with it.
She and
said
that is
she
sad.
Said 6 months to 2 years, right? Roughly,
uh-huh.
people would start, but people are dropping dead right after they have it. But if you're looking at the 2 year mark, we're almost there. You know,
right,
and what's the fate?
We're past the 2 year. We're almost at the 3 year mark.
Not for the jab.
No, the jab came out a little over 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been 3 years since COVID started, hasn't it?
Right. COVID started. Well,
COVID started like March.
March 16th, 2020. Yeah.
But the jab didn't come out till, you know, a year later, December, January.
I thought it was just a few months later, Warp Speed.
No, it was a little bit later than that. Operation Warp Speed, yeah. Operation Warp Speed is working great. You know, and I don't care if people are Trump fans or not. I really don't. That vaccine is killing people.
Yep. And it's not a vaccine. It's a shot.
Whatever it is.
Okay, here's another epic talking about this. Why the spike protein causes abnormal blood clots, 200 symptoms.
And that's what is in that movie. You know, that's what's in that movie. These, you know, and these coroners and these body preparers. I could tell you a really funny story about that, but you know, they said they've never seen anything like this. You know, it's almost like a hardening of the arteries from the inside out. And they look like, these clots look like snails or...
Some of them look like a blood clot. They're kind of red. But others of them are like these big white tissuey things that they're pulling out of them.
Yeah.
That look like an alien, you know, like a snake or something that's taken over the veins.
Yeah. And I think the one of them said that it was like 3 feet long or something like that that was taken out of one of them. You know, she couldn't even get all of it out because it broke. I mean, that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Yeah, and, you know, in one shot, they were pulling them out of this body and lining them up next to their leg.
Mm-hmm.
And these things were longer than from the ankle to the knee of this particular, you know, person that had passed away.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, here's another one. 31,696 COVID vaccine death claims submitted to the CDC.
Yikes. And that's only like 1% reported.
Right. So you're actually looking at about 3 million.
Yeah. I mean, that's New York City. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, gone. Just like that.
Yep.
And I feel like even the people that don't know the truth are starting to look around going, what the heck is going on? You know what I mean? What the heck is going on? And I thought my mother was going to freak out last week because I took that movie that, I'm losing the name of it. Hello? What was the movie we were just talking about that we just Die Suddenly.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to say something else. And I took that and I had sent it to my aunt and my uncle who I knew were jabbed, another set of aunt and uncles. She's like, I can't believe you sent it to him. I'm like, hey, you know, maybe it'll prevent him from getting another one. Who knows?
Right.
You know?
Right. You know, if the first one didn't get them, then maybe the booster will. And if that booster didn't, they're up to what?
Yeah.
4 boosters now, so one of them will get you.
Yeah. That's it. So, what you got?
Let me see. COVID vaccine shedding. We talked about that. Canaries in the mine.
Yeah. I really want to know, and like, how long is this shedding going to go on? You know, what is the final, like, when does it stop? Like, are people just constantly shutting this? Because, I mean, nobody's really come out to say this. You know, nobody's really come out to be able to say what the range of it is or anything. So it's a sticky thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony Fauci, haha. He's been on trial, and he, I guess, has, like, major amnesia during these things. Can't remember anything all of a sudden. Mm-mm-mm.
Well, that's, you know, he's probably been vaccinated.
Well, I think he's doing it on purpose, but, you know, he's gone the end of December.
Well, and his pension is, like, over $400,000 a year.
Yikes. Yeah. So, not bad. You know, I really hope that, you know, these New World Order, central bankers, you know, Bill Gates, morons have a special place in hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I hope they do. They will. So there's this new bill that came out that somebody's introducing that pregnant workers bill, it's called. They could force businesses to pay for abortions. And I watched a really interesting interview, Glenn Beck. I'll give him a plug because I like him. I like to listen to him. He had on the founder and president of Hobby Lobby. And Hobby Lobby, you know, they didn't want to go along with all this nonsense when COVID was going on. And I guess the insurance companies came to them and said, look, in order for your employees to have insurance coverage, you got to offer abortions to them. And they were like, no way.
Yeah, we're not even open on Sundays.
Right, we're not open on Sundays. So he came out and he was being an advocate basically for his employees, saying, look, we're not requiring vaccines, we're not requiring masks, we're certainly not going to fund abortions with insurance. So I guess he's finding another way to make that happen. But, I mean, that's pretty sick when you have companies that are going to be paying for that now. I mean, it was bad enough when the city of Buffalo was paying for plastic surgery for people so they could get boob jobs and Botox. And it's like, really?
Yeah, the Buffalo Teachers Union. Part of their contract was they could have breast enhancements, so the teachers would all be, huge.
Yeah, I think they've since gotten rid of that. But, I mean, I had a girlfriend that was a Buffalo Public School teacher, and she went and got liposuction. She's like, hey, they're paying for it. I'm taking advantage of it before they take it away. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, I probably would too. Mm-hmm. So not that I need liposuction. I don't, but a little bit of Botox at my birthday month. Ugh.
A little buttocks, but there's one woman I know, and her sister was a Buffalo school teacher, and she had a breast enhancement. Ended up, she got back problems for it.
Yeah.
And I guess they made them too big or something. So then she went for free and got a reduction.
Oh, God.
So, with taxpayer money, she got... She got them enhanced, and then she got them reduced.
Yikes. Yeah. That's some sick stuff.
Yeah.
That's sick stuff. All right, we're going to our first commercial. What do you think?
Yep, sounds good.
We got a bunch of stuff to discuss, and I really want to talk about, some things with the chemtrails and what we could do to help counter some of this spike protein. And I want to talk about our upcoming shows because we have got some fantastic shows for the month of December. I was thinking, oh gosh, I'm not finding anybody this December. It's the holidays, it's tough to find people. Wait until you hear our lineup. Fantastic. So we're going to commercial. So we will be back in 4 minutes. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. Hang tight, guys. We'll be back in four.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Join me, Dahl Arnson, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network. Tune in to the Alaska Patriot Network, Fridays, 2 p.m. Alaska Time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
All right.
Okay, we are back.
Got my dandelion tea. Get rid of that spike protein. So Google and YouTube are investing $12 million in global fact-checking through their media network.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Google is, well, we know Google is owned by Gates, mm-hmm. and YouTube is about as far to the left as, I mean, every time I do exercise videos on YouTube. I like to get tips because I'm a fitness trainer, so I like to, you know, watch YouTube. And but by the way, there's a couple people that are tuned in through our switchboard rather than listening through the website. If you guys want to talk, you have to press 1 to raise your hand. Otherwise, you kind of just sit there. If you don't want to talk, don't press 1 and don't raise your hand. And we appreciate you listening in. In fact, we appreciate all our listeners. Our podcast, if that's what you want to call it. I don't call it a podcast because we're live. Mm-hmm. But I guess it kind of is a podcast because it goes on Apple and iHeart and Blog Talk and Freedomizer. But
you can listen to it, you know.
Yeah, you could listen to it after. So is it a podcast? Partially. But we appreciate it. You know, our listeners have exploded.
Right.
And we're almost a year in. I think January was a year?
Yep. January. Third week in January, second or third week in January
yeah.
was our first.
So, we know people are listening. We appreciate it. And, you know, we hope that we spread some kind of, truth. Because it is the truth. Because
and
it's not
cheer.
Yeah.
And some cheer.
And some cheer, yeah, holiday cheer. So, so there's Google and YouTube for you. But like I said, I do watch exercise videos. And now, in the upper right-hand corner, there's things that come up that say, am I gay? And you could hit on it, and this survey will tell you if you're gay. Am I a lesbian? And I'm like, so every time those come up, I just report the ad. Because I'm sorry, I don't want that crap in my Facebook feed. I don't want that crap. I don't care if you're gay. You want to be gay? Go ahead. You know, you don't have to answer to me. You've got to answer to the big guy at the end of the day. But I don't want to see it. You know, I don't want my kid watching a YouTube educational video and then have this thing on the side that pops up on YouTube saying, and then she presses on it.
Right. And she's on, and she's seen it. Because she goes, Mom, am I gay?
Yeah, I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah, and that, but that's the kinds of things that, as parents now, I mean, I'm 51 years old almost. My mother didn't have to tell me or worry about that kind of stuff. Ever.
And I'm even older. And back when I was a kid, gay meant that you were happy and, you know,
right.
And stuff.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And so it's just like, I feel like these kids are just between the LGBTQ and the, you know.
Let's get Biden to quit.
Yeah, I mean, even at a local gym around here, and I'm not racist. I am not. However, even the ads, like the posters that are around the gym now, there's no white people on them. It's all of all different races and no white people. You know, so it's just this subtle conditioning constantly that you know, these kids are, you know, conditioned, just seeing constantly. You know, and it's annoying. It is. It's annoying because it's become the norm. And the norm that we knew when we were growing up, you know, I feel like that's just fading into the distance. Like, I had a friend of mine, he said to me the other day, he's like, sometimes he goes, I literally just grieve for the 80s, you know, the 70s and the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I grieve for, it's like a different lifetime ago. And it's true. It's like we're experiencing two different lifetimes here.
Yep. And, yeah, I grew for the 70s and 80s. I had hair, beard,
yeah.
Curly. You know, my hair looked like Howard Stern's.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had better eyebrows and, you know, a little less bat wing on the back of my arm. And my arms look good, but I still got that Batman thing, I swear. As you get older, it just...
Well, that way you could fly when you fall out of a tree.
I mean, I was laughing at one of my girlfriends today. She's, and I love her to death. I do. I love this girl. But, she, you know, she's very vain, you know. But she works her ass off at the gym. She looks fantastic. But, you know, she's got the eyelashes and the nails and the Botox. And now she got her eyebrows, you know, permanently tattooed. And last week she went and had her veins zapped out of her legs. You know, so she's bitching today about having to wear compression stockings, and I'm thinking, my God, if that's the worst of it, like, I wish I had the money to, you know, do all that stuff, because if I knew Botox wasn't a neurotoxin, I'd probably be out there doing it, you know, just, but it's a neurotoxin. You know, what are the long-term effects going to be of these people that are injecting Botox into their face? You know, I don't know, but, if I knew that it wasn't a neurotoxin or was there some natural way to do it, believe you me, I'd be doing it.
Well, and what about the women that are having their butts enhanced?
Oh, no. Yeah, you mean lifted?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not a new thing. It's not a new thing. I mean, now you can buy pants that lift and enhance your butt, so.
Or you could just use my hands.
Yeah, right.
My hands are the best, and there's no, you know, spike protein. There's no side effects.
It's to get a walk around behind somebody lifting their butt up the whole time.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. So here's an interesting fact that came out, and this is the Children's Health Defense. I love the Children's Health Defense. How they haven't been shut down already, I don't know, but they are shut down on Facebook. But they came out and said that 40 million Americans, their health data is stolen or exposed each year. Well, I feel like that's a lot more since COVID because, you know, now everybody makes their status, I've been vaccinated, you know, I'm vaccinated. Or, you know, it just, it's craziness to have to get into a football game or a concert with your vaccine status. And I know they're not doing that so much here now, but they were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't easily forget. I don't forget the places that discriminated against me being medically exempt from a mask. I still won't shop at Target. I still won't shop at Walmart, you know, because of these things. I don't easily forget. But I feel like a lot of people have easily forgotten, you know, the way that they were treated during COVID.
Yep. You know, and
you know,
think about the poor.
We've been given back our little sense of normalcy here. So, I don't know.
And what I'd like to leave this with people is go out and support your small business people. They're the ones that really, really got hurt. The big box stores, they got to stay open through COVID. Yeah, they limited how many people could go in.
Yeah, because there was no COVID if you went into Target
mm-hmm.
or Walmart. There was only COVID if you went into your hair salon that consisted of one hairdresser.
Right, or two or three hairdressers, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a girlfriend, and they have since shut down this daycare because she refused to put masks on infants. She's like, I'm selling it, and they did during COVID. But she said that, you know, the health department was literally in there every day, bugging them. So finally she just shut it down. She's like, I am not going to diaper an infant. There's no way I'm doing it. So, you know, kudos to her but she took a big hit when she did that because it wasn't that all old.
Yeah. What happens
the mortgage wasn't paid for.
And what happens if she, you know, did put the diaper on the kids and the kids suffocated from it or something? Because, you know, these are little kids.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. There's mm-hmm. absolutely no reason for kids to be wearing a mask. And I feel like I'm surprised they haven't pushed the narrative more to bring the mask back. I know that they're trying to push this in California, in Orange County. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right.
You know, if anybody listens to Peggy Hall, plug for Peggy Hall, amazing freedom fighter,
mm-hmm.
And from Orange County in California. And one of these days I'd love to get her on the show, seriously, because she's just the bomb. But, you know, she's talking about how they're trying to push bringing back the masks, and now they're recommended. And I'll tell you, if we go back to masks, that better be the time that people stand the hell up.
Yep.
Because they were never worked. They were proven not to work, ever. So, in fact, there was a trivia question on, I don't know if it was something I was doing in the homeschooling thing today, and the video that said, what's the smallest particle? Is it a virus, a bacteria? And there was one other one. And, of course, the answer was a virus, which we knew, you know, it does not work for a mask. In fact, nothing's effective for a mask, unless you're sanding.
You know, and yeah, not these kind of masks, at least.
Right.
Now, I do have an Army surplus chemical and biological weapons mask. But this thing goes through over my whole head, plexiglass eyes, canisters hanging off of it.
Right. It's pretty ugly, man.
Thing,
it's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is pretty scary. And that thing, you know, that'll work for COVID. Not these little paper, you know, fake doctor masks.
Yeah, right. The ones that you bought at Old Navy for a dollar. I mean,
right.
Come on. And again,
Freight, not Old Navy. Harbor Freight,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, anywhere. The Old Navy sold them too. Everybody's. And all these diapers now are on clearance. Deadliest virus in the world, but there were never any hazmat bins anywhere. Think, people. Think. So,
And what about, you know, I remember during the height of it, you'd walk through the parking lot. And, you know, there'd be all these masks all over the parking lot. Well,
yeah.
Who was picking those up?
Yeah, it certainly wasn't China's hazmat team
right.
coming in.
Right.
Yeah.
And were they wearing gloves, or did they just pick them up, or
how
were they properly disposing of them?
Yeah.
Especially
Not like there was a sharps container anywhere.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, pretty scary. So moving on. Something else that Children's Health Defense came out said, I guess they're going to have gene-edited chickens. So now they're editing the vaccines and mRNA. So now we're going to have gene-edited chickens. So these are like genetically modified chickens. So another fantastic reason to buy organic. And I don't even want to hear anymore of this whole, oh, organic is too expensive. You know, it's too expensive. It's a scam. Well, guess what? It's actually about the same price to buy organic. And some things in organic are even cheaper now. And I do not buy anything that does not have the non-GMO label on it. I just will not. You know, it's, and I was doing this long before COVID, you know, with organic and stuff. And I'll tell you, I may not be cured, but I feel a lot better from doing it, you know. So, yeah, gene-edited chicken, that should be good. So, you know, we don't really know. What are they putting in our food supply? And
what are they putting in our water?
Yeah, what's in it? Well, fluoride, for one thing. I mean, if you drink tap water, you're another special kind of stupid, too, because fluoride, chlorine. But we do not need fluoride. I have never, ever given my kid a fluoride treatment, ever.
I've never had one.
Yeah, you don't need it. And that's the same thing with, like, toothpaste. What do we need fluoride in toothpaste for? I am sorry, but as adults, your teeth are fully formed. You do not need fluoride. You don't even need it when you're a kid. And, you know, we don't need aluminum in deodorant, right? We don't need sugar.
You don't need sugar. If you don't have sugar, you're not going to get tooth decay.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just watching a documentary. Again, I love to watch documentaries on sugar and sugar intake. And they were saying that if you have sugar, it can suppress your immune system for up to, like, 24 hours after you have it, depending on the amount that you have. She's drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff.
And it feeds cancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when I trained at the Hippocrates Health Institute, plugged for them, because that was how I put myself in remission, was living on their property for 6 months. And they do not allow any cancer patients sugar, any sugar. No meat, no sugar. But, yeah, they firmly believe that sugar, you know, feeds cancer. And we're not talking about candy bars here. We're talking about things that turn in your body to sugar, which is basically everything, right?
Starches,
grains,
carbs,
starches, yeah. So I don't know. You know, there's different takes on it. Like if you ever listen to Medical Medium, he thinks, you know, fruit all day long is a great idea. So, you know, I think there's some healing properties to fruit. I think maybe just going back to eating the way that people ate you know, in the Garden of Eden, fruits, vegetables, and, I mean, look at we were watching The Chosen the other day. And, you know, back in those days, they were just eating fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, fresh fish.
Yep, we didn't see
you know,
them
there's
eating
nothing
any
wrong
meat.
With it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were no ho-hos.
Yep. And,
do they even have ho-hos anymore? I don't even know.
In, you know,
there were no McRibs.
In Egypt and stuff, yeah, there was no deer running around eating up all the hostas.
Right. So, I don't know. I think that we as a society have really contributed to our demise of health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when you're sick, you go to the doctor and they want to give you a pill and the pill makes more symptoms for you, so they give you another pill to cover up that one. There is more money in sickness than there is wellness, and that is why they don't want natural cures for things, because there are natural cures. Like Kevin Trudeau, he came out with a book, and this is, you're talking 20 years ago, where he was talking about natural cures for everything. And man, oh man, did that guy get some heat for all that stuff, especially from the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want it. They just don't want it.
Well, you know, my orthopedic surgeon, those of you that don't know, I had a shattered kneecap. So I went on the Diana diet, and I was doing homeopaths and acupuncture and all this stuff. And I was totally healed months before I should have been totally healed. And my orthopedic surgeon looked at me and goes, you know, I looked at the x-rays. You can't even tell that you know, that it was broken.
Yeah.
How did you do it? So I said, do you really want to know? And he goes, yeah. So I told him. I said, you know, homeopaths and acupuncture and holistic medicine and the Diana diet. And he just sat there and smiled at me. He neither confirmed nor denied it. And because, you know, I get it. He's not allowed to. Even if he agrees with that type of medicine, you know, he's not allowed to.
Right.
And the homeopathic doctor that Diana and I go to, he went to medical school. He is an MD.
Oh, yeah.
But then he went to another 4 years of homeopathic school.
Another 8 years, because he went on for, you know, traditional Chinese medicine then, too. Yeah, I mean, they have 12, 15 years of education. His wife is brilliant. She's a pediatrician, naturopath. They have more education than any of these numbnuts do. You know, these conventional doctors, they're good for diagnosing. Okay, you have a broken bone, go for an MRI, there's a diagnosis. But for anything else, they're really not good for anything.
Right.
You know, they're not looking at the whole picture. And unfortunately, in our state of New York, they don't license them here. 27 other states they do, where they fully practice and they work with the conventional doctors. Oh, hey, you know, I found this. Can you run this blood work? Blah, blah, blah. They work together. Here they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're trained to deliver babies. They're trained to do biopsies. They're trained for all this stuff. But in New York State, you're considered a quack if you do that kind of stuff. So,
right.
Even though that was the first medicine ever, you know, first medicine ever. So, yeah, Elon Musk, he says he's going to put Apple on notice if they decide to get rid of Twitter on their app store. You know, Apple doesn't like the truth at Elon Musk. And I don't know, you know, I was kind of on the fence about Elon Musk at first. Whether it's a big psyops, I don't know. But he is doing some good things for Twitter as far as free speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting to see some of the tables being turned. I just hope that we're not all being, and it's so hard to not be skeptical, you know, of things. It is. It's hard not to be skeptical. But?
Yep, and it's hard to figure out what to believe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different things. I mean, it's craziness.
Yep. Now we just got to get them a clear of your congestion.
Yeah.
Right? But it's just so damp and cold, and I'm not liking the damp and the cold here, so.
Yeah, she hasn't been
don't
in a good
like
mood
it.
At all.
Don't like it. Well, 0 degrees and 100% humidity is not my type of weather, so.
Yeah.
What else you got?
So, let's see. What Pfizer's internal data reveals about vaccines and pregnancies. So, you know, there's been a lot of miscarriages.
Oh, yeah.
From jab people.
Lots of them.
So.
Yeah. Lots of them. Yeah, so the chemtrails were brutal. The last couple of times that they were out. I have some pictures up on our D&D Facebook page. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't see that stuff, you know, and too bad, you know, because they shadow it. But I'm telling you that these chemtrails, people say, oh, they're just contrails. No, they're not. Sorry, but I worked on an airplane. I'm pretty sure that we never turned upside down or went in circles or went straight up because people would have been crapping their pants if that was the truth. But there was nothing that was left out of that airplane.
Plus,
you know,
you would have ended up as a flight attendant from the standing there, you know, behind the cockpit to in the back bathroom if they were going straight up.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So. Crazy stuff.
I've got a picture that I took of a chemtrail and a vapor trail. So the chemtrail is the stuff that they're spraying on us, that, you know, a jet will be flying, and, you know, for miles and miles and miles behind it, you see, you know, the trail that it's leaving.
Yeah.
And then there's a vapor trail. Now, what's the vapor trail? You'll see the jet flying, and for about 2 inches behind it, there's this little speck of vapor.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dissipates.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a picture where one jet is leaving a vapor trail and the other jet is leaving a chemtrail. And, you know.
Yeah, there's clearly a difference.
And I send those out and say, why is one of them, you know, leaving it at miles and miles and miles, and why is the other one leaving 1 or 2 inches, you know, when you look in the sky?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably a couple hundred yards.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to talk for a second about, you know, we had a big snowfall here last weekend. Most of it is melted now, thank God, because it's been pretty mild. And I think Wednesday or Saturday we're supposed to be up to 55 degrees, so hopefully that will be the demise of the rest of it. But that snow was not normal. It was like pellets of snow, little pellets. It looked like that, like snow globe material. And you could find this, too, on the D&D Facebook page, D&D Delivering the Truth. And I took a video of, I made a snowball out of it, took a video of me burning this snow. And what happened, Dean?
What happened?
When I burned
nothing.
Nothing.
It turned black. It didn't even melt.
It didn't melt, and it started to turn black, but it was not melting like when you were a kid and you held a snowball and, you know, in your hand, and it would start to melt and drip.
Yeah, this thing was not dripping in the sink with a lighter on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just turned a little bit black, and that's it.
Yep. And so it's just not normal snow. And does this coincide with these chemtrails and this, you know, this alter cloud seeding, as they like to call it? Does it have something to do with it? I'm going to guess yes. I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong.
You could be.
I could be.
Rarely is she wrong.
You could be. No, I'm wrong. Trust me. But, you know, you get older and you get wiser. So,
according to your daughter, you're always wrong.
Well, yeah. We're always wrong for our love, you know, our young kids, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. We don't know anything. We have not been through life. And, you know, they know everything. So.
Yeah, it's like the old joke, you know. Kid goes to college, he comes home, and he comes back from college, and it's amazing how much smarter his parents got while he was away those 4 years.
Yeah. Well, my mom didn't raise no dummy. That's for sure. That's for sure. So I think we're going to another commercial. Do we have anybody that has their hand up, or we just have people still listening?
No, just people listening.
All right.
Nobody wants to talk to us tonight.
We've got, yeah, that's all right. We're going to have enough talking to do the next three shows
that we have on,
because we have an amazing show, and I guess I can divulge next week we're going to have on Bobby Ann Cox, who sued the state for the quarantine camps. And we're going to talk about we're going to talk about what she did, what she's doing, and what she thinks is going to happen going forward with that. So, D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We're going to commercial. We have to pay these sponsors. We'll be back in four, guys. Hang tight.
Hey there. Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow! Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Ha! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
Of course not!
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on! Forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to.
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance.
And for all you anti-science conspiracy believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun.
Get the vaccine or die.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
The Babylon Bee Guide to Wokeness will teach you everything you need to know about how to choose your pronouns.
How to blame everyone else for your problems.
How to show the world just how wonderful you are.
The art of virtue signaling.
The basis of race, gender, and intersectionality.
The truth about American history.
Problematic books.
And how to tell if a baby is racist.
Thanks for stepping into umpire, Mr. Fletcher.
Well, I'm an English teacher, not a phys ed teacher, but I'll do my best.
You'll do fine. Just call the kids safe or out. And keep an eye on them right there. They've been trying to steal.
Who, him?
No, we use the kids' preferred pronouns. He's on second. I mean them.
There's only one kid there. Who's them?
They are.
He is?
No, they is. He's on second.
You mean her?
Don't call me her. I'm a him.
That's a he. The kid on third uses she.
He uses she?
No, she uses she.
And you want me to keep my eye on them?
Yes.
But especially him.
No, keep your eye on them. They've been trying to steal.
Who's they? Him, her, and him?
No, not him and her, just them. Their pronoun is there, and they're right there.
I'm an English teacher. I get pronouns. That's him, her, and him.
No, that's them, him, and her.
Excuse me, but now I identify as him.
He's gender fluid. He used to be she, but now she's him.
Huh?
And I'd like to change my pronouns to Z, Zim, and Zer.
Now Z wants you to call Zer Zim.
What's a Zim?
Don't call Zim a what? Now Z is offended.
Look, I don't want to offend anybody. I'll call them by their names. Kids, what are your names?
I'm Addison.
I'm Addison.
Addison.
Their parents are millennials. They named them all Addison.
Well, why do I have to use preferred pronouns?
Because gender is a social construct, and I was born this way.
How can he be born that way if gender is a social construct?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't question their identity, or his, or Zer's. Just follow the rules and call them they.
Who makes these rules?
They do.
This they?
No, not that they. They.
Huh?
They will get you fired if you don't use the right pronoun. They will kick you off of Twitter if you question their beliefs. They cancel comedians and offend them. They get rid of professors with different points of view.
But who's they?
Nobody knows who they are. We just have to listen to them.
Hey, if you liked that video, you can help us make more videos like that by joining the Babylon Bee YouTube channel for just $4.99 a month.
Become an exclusive subscriber. You get videos, you get full-length podcasts that are often twice as long as the one that you've been seeing.
Do it now. Smash the join button and you can become a member, a Bee Superfan, and you'll be a lot cooler than everyone else.
You hate gender?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new androgynous action person, G.I. Pack!
Cool!
G.I. Pack gets rid of all the fun and excitement of G.I. Joe's and replaces it with self-righteousness and anger!
This dino won't tell me his pronouns! Take this, Nazi!
G.I. Pack comes with awesome accessories, like a commuter bike, a sword latte, and a cell phone with instant outrage self-reaction!
Pro-life people should die!
But look out! Here comes G.I. Pack's greatest foe!
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mike Pence!
Mike Pence and the evil right-wingers will stop at nothing to destroy G.I. Pack and except for you to fight back!
I won't share a meal with another woman unless someone else is present.
Right side of history! I'm dead!
Now you know your gender identity! And knowing is half the battle!
Okay, we are back.
Back.
We are back from commercial break.
We had to clean the cat box.
Yep.
Not that everybody needs to know that.
Yeah, it's a crappy
job. We love our feline friend.
It's a crappy job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, someone does. Someone does. So, what are we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking a lot about the jab.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine, and I would never say their name, but in confidence, you know, they didn't know much, you know, at that point when the vaccine first came out and felt kind of pressured to get it. And they said that they've had, you know, and this is a personal text that they sent, saying that they've had nothing but problems since the vaccine, always sick now. I guess they had the Moderna and the boosters to go along with it and, you know, have had COVID twice since the vaccines, you know, and you know, they know better now. Look what happened to that hair tie. What in the heck? I was just taking the hair tie, putting a hair tie in my hair, and the thing, like, exploded into triple the size.
Yeah.
That's where, maybe it had the jab.
Yeah,
it,
right.
It's
more like a garter now than a
hair
tie.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Go around your
thigh.
Strange,
yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, so he's now taking the time, you know, to be educated about this. You know, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they realize, you know, that it was a mistake, and now they're working on trying to reverse some of these, you know, ill effects of it. So, taking a zeolite would be one of the biggest things.
And then, where can you get this zeolite stuff?
Oh, my website, but I always forget the name of it. Is it Hope's Health? Hope? Do you still have it up there?
Yeah.
Hope's Healthy Help. I know it's got a period in there somewhere, which is kind of strange. Do you have it?
Yeah, let me
because you could order zeolite, and while it really does not detox DNA, it will detox some of the other nasty stuff out of the vaccines, you know, some of the fillers that they use, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I would definitely be taking zeolite, and I do take zeolite, to counter effect, you know, what they're spraying on us. And just the chemicals, you know, just the chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis. So the website, and I'm telling you, the products, and I don't use a whole bunch of products that are junk. These products are amazing. They have a greens powder, which would be really good to keep in stock, especially if we start having fruits and vegetable shortages like they're claiming we're going to have. I haven't seen too much yet, except I was in Wegmans yesterday. And Wegmans was completely out of eggs. Completely out of eggs. So, anyway. So taking this stuff, the greens, they have really good multivitamins, really good vitamin D. So it's Hope Health, which is H-O-P-E Health, dot, and then there's a dot in there. So Hope Health dot the good inside. .com, all one word. So hopehealth.thegoodinside.com. These are the only products that I'll use as far as greens and a zeolite, multivitamin. They even have CBD oil, cat. I use CBD oil for my cat. She's got arthritis in her back leg, and since I've started giving her this CBD oil, it's helped her immensely. So
it's actually better for them than catnip.
Yeah, so plug for hopehealth.thegoodinside.com. So, yeah. So, yeah. So what else we got?
So
much stuff. Too much stuff.
And I got news for you guys. The green stuff, it looks good. It's a great idea. It doesn't taste good.
Actually, that's one of the better greens. Some of them are pretty bad. Yeah, but it's not like a minty taste.
And if you get a drop of it on your T-shirt, it never comes off.
Well, it's green.
Yeah, it's green.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why. Oh, here, look at this article that somebody just posted in my Telegram group. We're going to be putting in a 339-mile power line that begins in upstate New York that they're claiming will reduce emissions.
Mm.
So where is this power line going? Because I definitely want to see this. Because this will be another probably stupid part of their Green New Deal.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, you know, by 2024, I guess all new construction in New York City and probably across the state too will have to be electric. There won't be any more natural gas going to these new houses, buildings, no propane, just electricity. And, you know, here's what people don't realize. 80% of our electricity comes from what? The bad fossil fuels. So,
Well, here's what they're claiming, though. They're saying construction has begun on an underground electrical transmission line that will bring Canadian hydropower to New York City as a part of an effort to make the Big Apple less reliant on fossil fuels.
Yeah. So we're going to be stealing the electricity from Canada.
I'm sure we're not stealing it. They're probably going to get paid for it.
Oh, yeah, paid a pretty penny.
Yeah.
And then how are they going to make up what they're selling to us?
I don't know. Well, they're saying that it's supposedly going to deliver enough clean energy to power 1 million homes. Oh, so there you go. So if you don't have your jabs or whatever, they're just going to cut off this hydro power line from Canada, right, to New York City.
Well, you know, here's the problem. So that thing's going to power 1 million homes. There's 8 million people that live in New York City. So what about the other 7 million?
Yeah, I guess they're just going to pick and choose who they're going to give that to.
Yeah.
That's interesting. They're saying it won't be done until 2026.
Uh-oh, that's past the deadline.
For what?
The 2024 deadline of no more natural gas or propane or...
No, it's not 2024. That's by...
That's for new construction.
New construction.
Yeah. 2030...
That's for houses and buildings. Yeah.
2030 is when everybody's got to convert.
So they say the state has set a goal of 70% of its electricity powered by renewable sources by 2030. Yeah. So they're fitting into this whole agenda. You know, they don't even want the cars here to be, or the buses, to be gas-powered.
Yeah, I remember when they first started powering buses, you know, like metro buses, you know, the public transportation buses with natural gas. Mm-hmm. And along the sides of them, this is a natural gas, clean, you know, clean bus. You know, natural gas was the clean fuel. It was... you know, it was the panacea of all fuels. But now I guess their way, you know, since they're against fracking, and that's how you get a lot of natural gas up here, you know, now they're against the natural gas. So.
Yeah. New York is just, I want to think that something good is going to happen in New York, but knowing what we have for legislation coming into this new year, it's tough. It's going to be tough to have a little bit of hope there, because they're a bunch of draconian assholes,
mm-hmm.
is what they are. And, you know, of course, everybody knows that the Democrats have a supermajority.
In both houses, so...
Yeah, in both houses, and, you know, I don't know. What's the latest on the Congress and Washington races?
Well, you know, we do have the House of Representatives. The Republicans got that back, so no more Pelosi. You know, she's been retired. And New York State, you know, we turned 4 congressional districts from blue to red.
Mm-hmm.
So we did our part, you know, in getting rid of Pelosi. But in the Senate, I don't know what's going on in the Senate, to tell you the truth.
I don't know. Was that 100% determined or what?
Let me see. U.S.
So... Yeah. I don't know. So the following week, while you're looking that up, we are going to have on 2 major forces in New York State, Rita Palma and John Gilmore, who is head and president of the Autism Action Network. And both of these amazing individuals have been fighting long before COVID for the kids' rights in New York State, especially when 2019 and them getting rid of our religious exemption. I cannot wait to have these two on the show. That is going to be one to not miss, because they've got a lot of the inside scoop on what's going on the other side of the state and what's going on in Albany. So that's going to be super cool. I don't think Georgia's finished yet.
Nope, and it looks like there's still 3 seats that are being counted.
Yeah, and Arizona, I think, ended up losing. So,
you know, so You know, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe with all this new math and stuff, people are having a hard time counting.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
ridiculous. The election was almost a month ago.
Right.
And we still don't know who's won and who's got control of the Senate.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. It's easier to find out the ingredients in a McDonald's milkshake than to get the election results. So that, I mean, you could have lottery numbers within minutes. It's crazy.
Right.
And it just proves that there is election. We know there's election fraud. There is election fraud. There's absolutely no denying it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I still don't feel as though Kathy Hochul would have won this election. But what do I know?
Yeah, it was awful close. Mm-hmm. Awful close.
Yep. Yep. So, what else we got? We got anything else tonight? Are we signing out?
Yep, that's about it.
Yeah. There's so much. There's so much that we could talk about. You know, there's just so much stuff. And use discernment. You know,
mm-hmm.
try to use discernment. And there's this one guy I like to listen to on YouTube. And what does he say? He says, do your prep work, something else, and then have fun.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We still have to try to have some fun and, you know, find some sense of normalcy, even if it's just in your pet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I like to have a pet. There's a sense of normalcy with them because they're so oblivious to everything. But like I kind of said to Dean the other day, I'm like, I don't know if I could literally imagine going through the rest of my life with this friggin' nonsense crap that's going on. You know?
Oh, I know.
I'm not serious. It's just like, what the heck?
And then where do you go? You know, because there's so much crap going on nationally, you know, just leaving a bad state, you know, then, you know, what's going to follow you there? And, you know, the friends of mine were saying, okay, what country would you move to if you were going to move? You know, this is the least worst place in the world, living in the United States. It's just like the dollar is the least worst currency in the world.
Well,
and that's
no,
why
I don't
everybody's
think we're
going
to have too much. They're trying to push their agenda to get rid of the dollar, so.
Yeah, but still, it's the least worst currency right now.
Yeah.
You know, all the rest of the currencies are even worse than ours is. So people still use it, you know, still the reserve currency.
For now. For now. And Whole Foods the other day, their self-checkouts, they always accepted cash at the self-checkouts. And when I was in there a few days ago, no longer accepting cash at the self-checkouts. BJ's, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to move us out of this. And then, you know, you see the signs around, oh, there's a national coin shortage. Well, yeah, because they're creating that. You know,
no, it's because of me, because I'm hoarding coins.
Yeah, are they even producing them anymore? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, we don't
they all
know.
Say in God we trust, so they're bad.
Yeah.
So you can send all your bills, all your coins to me,
yeah.
Since they say that in God you trust.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, and as a society we've pushed God out of everything. 10 Commandments off the wall in the Supreme Court 10 years ago, You know, now they got some stupid notion out there that the rainbow is not a sign from God, but it's the LGBTQ. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I always thought there was a leprechaun with a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, I have yet to find that. I'm just saying that so much of it that's going on is ridiculous, and people get wrapped up in football games, but they don't, you know, they don't see us losing our country here.
Yeah,
and that is what's happening.
Oh, you know, I know. You see a lot of signs, Buffalo Bill signs out in people's lawns, you know, even after the election.
Yeah, so it's like, let's start getting back to the Bible maybe a little bit, or God's Word a little bit, instead of Buffalo Bill signs everywhere. I mean, maybe people start putting a scripture up or something. Just saying.
They do say Bills leave, or Bill leave.
Yeah.
You know, like believe, but Bill leave, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that if people put as much effort into that or as they do into their smartphones,
Right.
I think things would be a lot different. That's why I feel like, you know, maybe the 50s and 40s and 50s were a better time. I don't know. I mean, the central bank still controlled everything. But I think the family, nuclear family, is really suffering.
Oh, it is. You know, in our parents' generation, only one person had to work, Dad. And, you know, we had a nice house and, you know, drove decent cars and stuff and lived a good life. And, you know, Dad worked and Mom, you know, stayed home and raised the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, in order to have that same lifestyle, you need two incomes.
Right.
Because of inflation.
Well, now even three, my God, with the way
prices
are going.
Some people have a couple of jobs and so who's raising the kids? The society.
Right.
And, you know, just like the old Hillary Clinton, it takes a village to raise a kid. Well, it takes a village to brainwash the kid. And,
That's what's happening.
And, you know, they've destroyed the church, unless it's the Muslim church. They've destroyed the family. And they've taken over the school system. So they're taking over the country, little by little, step by step.
Yeah.
They're very patient.
Well, yeah, this has been going on for close to 100 years now, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, and people just don't realize that they don't see it. I think some people do. They just don't know what to do with it. You know, and I do get asked that a lot. What can we do about these chemtrails? What can we do about this? And, you know, the question is, I don't know, you know, when it comes to the chemtrails. I wouldn't even know who to contact.
Right.
You know, how do you get to the bottom of that when everything is so...
And who's actually doing it? You know, who's doing the chemtrails? You know, I bet the senators and congressmen don't know who's doing. You know that it's even happening.
Well, I think some of them do, but if they do, they don't. They're not allowed to say anything.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think it's a military type of thing. I don't know. You know, I wish I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, more research to be done in that department. No doubt. So anyway, we're getting close to the holidays.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Sorry if that offends anybody.
Yeah.
If that offends anybody, dial 867-5309.
Yeah, right.
867-530, whatever it is. Yeah.
867-5309, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in the 867 Exchange when that song was out.
Oh, get out.
Yep. It was southeastern Ohio. 814-867 was my phone number.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I dialed the 5309. It was a disconnected number. Even though it was a local call.
Yeah.
But that was pretty funny when that song came out. So
yeah, and then the following week, so that would be December 22nd, we have on Assemblyman John Selka. He's Syracuse, Rochester area. I can't think of off the top of my head what district, but he's going to be on, and he sponsors the Divide New York bill, and he's one of the good guys.
Yep.
He's going to be on talking about the upcoming legislative session, and I think that we'll have plenty to talk about with Rita and John and Bobby. So this is going to be an interesting month, and it's perfect timing, because it does lead right into
the new year.
Yeah.
The new legislative session.
Yep.
So, want to call it a night?
I think so. I think
okay.
We did good.
Yep.
So,
until next week.
Yeah. We've got some exciting stuff coming the next 3 weeks. I can't wait for these. So find us on freedomizerradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, Apple is different than iHeart. Apple Podcast and iHeart Radio. Yep.
Okay.
So we're off. Good night, everybody. Have a good night.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. Talk to you later.